ground everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Give me Colossians 1 and where are we at? Colossians 1 and verse 16. And I want to show you the hierarchy or the different rungs in the spirit dimension. Show you that power's at the base. So it's not power that I'm after. I got power. Amen. If I keep gasoline in the tank, I'll be able to start the engine up when I need to. We all have power. Colossians 1:16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, or principalities, or powers. All things were created by him and for him. There's a order there, and at the base is power. Amen. Power simply is exousia, influence. And it's the, listen to me, power is actually the lowest form of authority.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, it is.
It's at the bottom. Because when you rise from that, you go next to principalities. You deal with principalities. I won't get into this too much, but they are the what they call arche. And in, I think it's Galatians chapter 4, it talks about as long as the heir is a child, he's under governors and tutors. The principalities and dominions are the governors and the tutors. You got power. But as long as you are a child or childish, you got power, but you are under governors and tutors. Principalities and powers, principalities and dominions are over you. Because our goal is the throne.
Amen.
To rule from the throne. That's where a king sits and rules from.
Amen?
Are we getting this?
Yeah.
I'm just laying foundation right here because there's some foolishness that God wants to talk about.
Amen.
We have to understand the transition from power to the throne.
Amen. Amen.
It's an act of ascension.
Amen.
You read in Revelation at the throne where God actually sits. It says surrounding it is, as it were, a sea of glass.
Amen.
Like crystal.
Yes.
What is that? What does that symbolize? Anybody that's done any, well, you ain't even on a cruise, you know, if it gets rough out there, you them big old boats, you still can say, hey.
Yeah.
Right? But I've been on boats. We did a lot of missions on the sea, not on very, 60-foot shrimp boat was the smallest boat. But if it got rough out there, you knew right away. You had to batten down. But when it was smooth, like not a ripple in the sea. See, around the throne of God is like a sea of glass. Ain't no ripples. So that means to get to the place of authority, you got to have some peace. No rule unless you can first rest.
Yes, yes.
You can get caught up in your emotions all you want. That's what power does to a lot of times. We get in our emotions, but it's temporary stuff.
Yeah.
It's glossed over. It's not for real.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not saying that we don't use our emotions. I want to talk to you about the real power, or the real authority. The restoration of the real image, the original image. And Jesus is our example. So there's a weakness that comes from God that's stronger than any strength we have. There's a foolishness. We read it, right? The foolishness of God. There's a foolishness that comes from God that is wiser. His foolishness is wiser than any sage, any philosopher, anything you can concoct. His foolishness is wiser than that. The weakness and foolishness of God found their full expression in the cross.
Amen.
Now, when you really sit down and think about it, that didn't make any sense. That was the most heinous death recorded in history, was the cross. And you mean God on a cross? Foolishness and weakness. But they both found their full expression in the cross. In that, God triumphed over all the strength and all the wisdom of the world. He used that foolishness and that weakness to triumph. Now, I want to challenge some of you, and myself too, because, you know, our strength, because you got strength.
Amen.
We got some young men here that do the weights and stuff. You give them a hug, and you can feel how hard they are. Until they've been in the weight room. But see, our strength and personality. How often do we follow personality? Attracted to personality. See, our strength and personality can take you only so far.
Amen.
And a lot of people do that, and they use that charisma or the personality and strength, and then they stop there. And a lot of times they're not compelled to go any further because people are attracted to. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about regaining an original.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
An original image.
Yes.
What God really created us to be.
Yes.
Amen. Because everything that is glittering ain't gold.
Right there. Amen.
Everything that glitters is not gold.
Amen.
And while we need discernment of spirits. In this time, we need discerning ears to hear. I remember a time in Trinidad. I tell the story often. We were doing a prayer line, and people came up. Were you with me there? You were there? You were there. Okay. There was a long, they were all up. And we started over here praying, and we could hear people. Everybody was praising God, supposedly, but there was somebody on this end.
Amen.
The sound wasn't right.
They was,
you know, going on, but the sound just, there's something wrong with that sound. And when we got down there, and lo and behold, Lord said, tell her to stop. Stop. And it took a little while. But I said, look at me. She wouldn't look at me. I said, all right, I see what's going on here. I said, look at me. And, for, you know, we had to wrestle a little bit. I said, look at me. So finally, she looked at me. I could see the devil in there. Long story short, we prayed for it. She got delivered. When she got up praising, it was another sound. That sound wasn't the same, you know. So we pray that God give us ears that can hear the sounds to discern. Amen. So we can help people. Give me 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Samuel 2, verse 9. 1 Samuel. Do we have the NIV? No, I'm just doing this. Apostle didn't even hear me. See, he's already in South Africa. He told me last night, I'm fed up. We teach about that. We had a bunch of brothers from different parts of Africa over the house once, and we were eating pizza. And one brother that didn't speak English very well, but we ate pizza till we couldn't. And then he pushed back. He said, Apostle, I am fed up. We gotta send him home before he starts hating on us. you get a place after a while, it's like deal with it. How long you been gone? A month?
1 month.
1 month, yeah. You better get home to Joyce. Yeah, I know you're fed up. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail.
Amen.
Let's get that in our spirit. It's not by power, not by might, not by your strength. Because, again, the challenge is you can get a lot of stuff done in your own strength. But it's not going to bear the original image. It's counterfeit. It can be good from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but not God. That's why we must regain the original image. And I'm making an effort today in this message as to how we can do that. How can we regain it?
Amen.
And again, it's not by power nor by might, because again, power is at the base.
Amen.
Then you have principalities, then dominions, then you have thrones.
Amen.
So we just read that no one will prevail by strength. Give me Psalm 33, verse 16. We're about to get into the meat of this. Psalm 33, 16, verse 16 through 22. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in you. Amen. There we have it again. Just reinforcing the truth that our deliverance, our victory is not in our own strength. It's not in your emotions.
Amen.
Emotions are given to us by God. And I wouldn't serve a God that I couldn't feel sometimes. Or get emotional about, but the victory's not in that. Come on, we want to go to where we totally wipe out the enemy. Where he has absolutely no place. And that's where the final grace has taken the church. Okay? So it's a strength that's beyond our personality, beyond our own physical or spiritual prowess. It's beyond all of that. Now give me Romans 8 and 9. This is the verse, this is the pivotal verse here. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. I hope to bless you and mess you up. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
I will lay down the burdens I've spent my life bearing and confess I'm a sinner for whom Jesus died. I will live every moment in the light of his mercy, and I won't take for granted